If my wife, Lindsay, would have asked me this before we got married, like, to do this, I would have said, oh, that's what you want to do? Well, go marry somebody else.
Oh, dang, Joe.
833-563-2539. The reason I bring this up is because I can't believe that people think this is okay to do and that they actually do it. I'm talking about having your ex at your wedding, at your big day. Even if you have kids with somebody, why does your ex need to be there?
Well, a lot of people are friends with their exes. So
you're not. No, you're not. You don't have that person that each person was hooking up with at your wedding day. I don't care how good of friends you are. Am I wrong about this?
I mean, the one circumstance I think it might be different, maybe, because I'm thinking of J-Lo and A-Rod talked about having exes at their wedding. Like, Mark Anthony will probably be there because she has kids with him.
Okay.
And they're friends.
If Mark Anthony's performing a song, yes, he should be in attendance. But if not, they're rich. They can have people watch the kids. You do not need your significant other. Let me ask you this, Mackenzie. If you ever do get remarried one day, is your ex going to be at your wedding?
No.
Okay. And that doesn't mean and that doesn't mean you're a terrible person, but yeah, why would he be there?
I think that'd be super awkward.
Also, why would the ex want to be there? Tell me that. Why would the ex want to be involved?
Let me ask you this, too. When guys are like, okay, there's a difference. Like, I understand when guys have friend girls or girls that are friends. I get that. But I feel like there's a difference if it's an ex or a friend that they've hooked up with.
Yeah, it's different.
Like, I need to be in a head. Like, if I'm in a relationship with someone, you're like, oh, this is my friend, Emily, and this is my friend. I want to know, have you, like, slept with this person in the past?
Have you been in the danger zone?
Yeah, exactly. That's different than, like, oh, hey, we're childhood, you know, kid buddies, just whatever. There's a difference.
And even if they didn't hook up, they probably wanted to.
You think?
Of course. Every guy, like, with a girl wants to hook up.
It's the old when Harry met Sally. Like, back in the day, can guys and girls just be friends?
And the answer to that is a big N-O.
You say no?
No. 833-563-2539. You're acting like you're shocked. This is common knowledge.
I feel like my ex Chase and his mom will be at my wedding, and I feel like I would be at his.
I do not. It depends if he's jealous of who you marry.
Why would you want your ex at your wedding?
You would be marrying, but
I don't necessarily want him at my wedding, and I don't necessarily want to be at his wedding, but I just feel like, I mean, I'm still good friends with this family, and I just feel like they're there.
Seriously.
It's your wedding day. Don't be guilted into having anyone there that you really don't want there.
Jasmine, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Does this make sense to you? Would somebody actually invite their exes to a wedding?
I'm not the one to ask, but actually when my husband and I got married, his baby's mom's, I'm his fourth. He has four kids, and they came to my wedding. They actually came to my bachelorette party with me, like, we hang out on a daily basis. I mean, not weird at all.
Yes, it is, Jasmine. That is weird as hell.
Because you're Eskimo sisters.
I mean, we get along for the kids, but I mean, we're all fine and, you know, get along together.
I think it's great you get along, and I'm not saying you shouldn't get along.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But didn't it feel weird being there on that day with those exes?
No, I mean, she went out with me. They went out with me for my bachelorette party. So
did you, like, compare notes about your ex?
No, I mean, it's, you know, everybody's moved on, so, you know, other people have significant others now, so it's not weird at all to have them there.
All right, that's insane.
I think it's weird, though, if someone wanted to be the one at the aisle with you and they never made it there, and then they're at the wedding. Like, it's one thing, like, because she's kind of like, I've been there, done that, like, she's already married him, whatever, she doesn't want it, so who cares? But I feel like if you dated someone, like in Porkchop's case, like, he thought he was going to marry Chase, and now he's not. And so if he's up there with somebody else, would Chase want to see that?
I don't think so. And I mean, what if Chase is like, I object to this?
I've always wanted to go to a wedding where someone stood up and said, I object.
Live the Web Girl, come on. Please tell me that you at least think this is insane.
No, I actually, like, want my ex in my wedding party somehow.
In your wedding party?
In your wedding party?
Yeah, like, I either want him to be one of my, like, whoever I'm marrying, like, groomsmen or, like,
whoever you're marrying? Daddy or not?
Jewel Daddy's on the hold, like, wait a minute.
If I'm marrying Jewel Daddy, but hey, there's no ring on my finger, so. But either, like, one of his groom men, like, at the end, or, like, an usher or something like that. Because my ex is, like, one of my best friends, and he has been ever since I was, like, 14. He's, like, one of the oldest friends I have.
How do you think your current guy, Jewel Daddy, if you guys were getting married, would feel about this dude being part? It'd be one of his bros? No way!
If it is Jewel Daddy, or if it was Jewel Daddy, he would literally freak out, say absolutely not. The only hope I have is of him being like one of the guys that pans out one of the programs when you walk in.
All right, let's go to line number two this morning. Is it Adriana? Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What'd you want to say?
I would not allow my ex to be at the wedding. I would not want him there because can you imagine all the crap that would be started?
Oh, yeah, you have a couple of drinks, a cocktail, a beer, and then it's like, she wanted me, not you.
I mean, and it's all about a fresh relationship,
that's,
right?
That's exactly my point.
But what if it didn't end bad, and what if you're still, like, just friends? Like, there was no bad ending.
Well, why? I mean, everything ends.
Yeah, why would
reason.
You end then if you're friends? Yeah. That makes no sense, pork chop.
And also, you're not friends with your ex, pork chop.
No. Just
yeah, you're enemies.
Just because I don't want to be with him anymore doesn't mean we're not friends. Like, I know I'm done.
You are
I'm
not
over it.
Friends with your ex.
Okay.
Stop it.
So maybe
right
I'm
now.
A little salty that we had a 7-year bad relationship, but I mean, like, I.
Just
I
7 years of my life, almost a decade.
Eh, whatever. Maybe you're right. Okay, screw it.
He totally gave up.
All right, 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Sam Kari.
Okay, and you actually have a story about an ex at a wedding. What happened?
Yeah, I had my ex at my wedding with my second husband, and he ended up going out in the parking lot with one of the bridesmaids, having sex with her in the parking lot.
What?
Yeah, and I found this out later, of course, when my son was sleeping at her house on the freaking floor. Anyway, besides that, then he had sex with her. He broke up their marriage, ended up marrying her.
Are they still together to this day?
Not to this day.
Wow, okay.
Boom, with the bridesmaids.
With the next neighbor lady. Yes,
so in general, would you say exes are not allowed at the wedding?
You know, I really can't say. It just depends on the person, but I had no idea that you would do that to me.
Wow. So sorry to hear it, but thank you for calling and sharing.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. I want to put this up on Facebook, so give us a few minutes. We'll throw this up. Search for Radio Now 100.9 in Indy or Radio Now 92.1 in Houston, because this is something I think is going to be divided. And I love how we finally convinced Porkchop to realize, no, his ex will not be at his wedding.
I think absolutely not, Chops. What's your final?
Well, okay. I don't know. I mean, we were great.
What about his Aunt Rhonda and his mom, Heather?
Like, okay, they can come because you're still close to them. That does not mean your ex needs to come. And you have like a weird denial, but you and your ex are not friends.
Yeah, the furry can come. The furry. The furry can be at the wedding.
The furry suit. Yes.
Yes, that's allowed. All right, Mackenzie, coming up next, the Box of Shame. Don't go anywhere.